This is the Violin Concerto of Ludwig von Beethoven, a favorite piece of music of a woman without whose work and dedication there might be no Earth Day.
I didn't know what to do. All that was clear to me was that the information had to get out. People had no understanding of the risks they were being asked to take. We'd all been made so well aware of the benefits of these pest controls. But why had no one alerted us to their potential dangers? I decided to write the book.
Rachel Carson called her book Silent Spring. Silent Spring because Ms. Carson wanted us to consider what our world would be like without the sounds of nature. Published in 1962, Silent Spring sounded the alarm about an ever-expanding technological society and called to arms the fledgling environmental movement. To mark this Earth Day, we asked writer and actress Kyolani Lee to read a few passages from her one-woman play based on the life and writings of Rachel Carson. It's called A Sense of Wonder.
In Lansing, Michigan, there was a study linking the death of the robin population to the spraying of the elm trees. The elms, which were being treated for Dutch elm disease, were sprayed in the spring and again in July with 2 to 5 pounds of DDT per tree. In the autumn, the leaves fell, and as they decomposed, the earthworms fed on them, accumulating and concentrating the DDT in their bodies. Some of the earthworms died, but those that survived became biological magnifiers of the poison. In the spring, the robins returned to Lansing, Michigan, and they ate the worms. 11 large earthworms can transfer a lethal dose of DDT to a robin. A robin can eat 11 worms in as many minutes. Not all the robins ate a lethal dose, but the few that survived were unable to produce a single living offspring. How did we get to this? I knew that by writing honestly about chemical contamination, I was plunging myself into a sort of war with the chemical industry. But I never imagined the full force of the industry's fury. Hundreds of thousands of dollars have been spent attempting to discredit not only the book, but the hysterical woman who wrote it. Fortunately, the attack seemed to have backfired, creating more publicity than my publishers ever could have afforded. But the controversy has been exhausting. Is it any wonder I don't want to leave the state of Maine? To stand here at the edge of the sea, to sense the ebb and flow of the tides, to feel the breath of a mist over the great salt marsh, to watch the flight of shorebirds that have swept up and down these continents for untold thousands of years, to see the running of the old eels and the young shad to the sea, is to have knowledge of things that are as nearly eternal as any earthly life can be. I'll never forget the night Mr. Sean telephoned me. William Sean is the editor of the New Yorker magazine. He had just read my manuscript, and he telephoned saying everything I could have asked or hoped for. That night, after Roger was asleep, I came back in here and I put on the Beethoven Violin Concerto. It's one of my favorites. And suddenly, the tension of the 4 years was broken, and I let the tears come. And that night, the thoughts of all the birds and the other creatures, all the loveliness that is in nature, came to me with such a surge of deep happiness. I had done what I could. I had been able to complete it. And now it has its own life.
Kyolani Lee reading from her play A Sense of Wonder, based on Rachel Carson's Silent Spring and Under the Sea Wind, as well as material from the Carson biography The House of Life by Paul Brook. You're listening to NPR's Living on Earth.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Verizon, providing 411 directory assistance for residential and business numbers locally or across the country. The Kresge Foundation, building the capacity of nonprofit organizations through challenge grants since 1924. On the web at kresge.org. The Annenberg Fund for Excellence in Communications and Education and the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. From vision to innovative impact, 75 years of philanthropy. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. And coming up, what if intelligent life from across the universe blasted the Earth to bits to make way for an intergalactic freeway? Could we find another Earth? Douglas Adams, creator of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, had some answers. But first, this note on emerging science from Jennifer Chu.